Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. I feel like I'm going to miss that like song introduction when this is over. It makes you feel like you're super winning when it plays, and then you're like, hi. So I'm going to have a new song for 2021. But welcome in, everybody. Welcome to our One Heart, One Earth Global Awakening event for November 2020. And I hope like all of you are experiencing the same bliss ride I've been on all week, being part of these presentations, being part of these guest conversations, and part of the conversations with you as well as a community. You guys are awesome. And it's just really incredible how we've all come together at such a critical time for us to raise our vibration. So welcome in, everyone. You can still be a part of One Heart, One Earth. Go to oneheartoneearth.net. You can put in your email. You have access to the presentations. I just announced this morning we are going to keep these presentations open until November 30th. So you guys have the entire month to get in there and watch all 34 pre-recorded presentations, as well as I think it's 61 hours of live. So you'll have all of that to tune into as well as we continue through the month, because things are just wild. That's my new word. Everything's wild because that's what it is. So I'm very, very excited about our topic here at the 3 o'clock hour, the future of conscious youth. And we're here with Noble One. Hi, ladies.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
We're so excited to join you.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you guys. And why don't we just start? Why don't each of you, you can decide who goes first, introduce yourself to everyone and maybe share a little bit about why you're doing this individually. And then we can talk about your mission as a whole.
Great. You want to go?
Go for it.
Oh, great. Throw me in.
I'm Veronica, co-owner of Noble One. And we started our company basically because of an awakening, which is super exciting. But, you know, you kind of go through life and you don't understand what you're feeling. You feel like you're not really on the right path. You know that you're here to do something big. And it almost feels like Groundhog Day. And then all of a sudden, the universe just kind of slaps you, wakes you up a little bit. And that's the Great Awakening. So went through some pretty difficult emotional battles, some mental challenges that I wish I would have learned a lot of the information I know now younger, right? So when you're in elementary school or anything like that, what are feelings? What is it you need? How do you communicate that? So that's the whole passion behind Noble One.
I love it.
Yeah, so similar mental health journey, I guess, is what, you know, brought me to this. And I kind of battled with depression. I was first diagnosed when I was just gotten out of college, and I was going through some life changes, and, you know, I just didn't feel right. So I went to a doctor, got that diagnosis, that label, got put on meds, and just kind of lived underneath that label for my whole life. And then a few years ago, I went through just a series of things. It was rough, like 3 different things, a death in the family. I lost a job. I went through a divorce, and it just really like shut me down. And I had to kind of figure out like, gosh, what just happened? And coming through all that, there was so much like grief and pain to deal with. But that's really kind of what woke me up to the fact that I had to make some personal changes in my life and just really work on me. And I realized, you know, I was lacking a lot of things like self-love and boundaries. And, you know, I was living under this like abandonment complex, perfectionism, overworking, all these different things. Like I could go on and on. But long story short, it was like, it was a journey, and it just all came to this mental and emotional rebalancing. And so through my own healing, I was like, gosh, like why didn't I learn this stuff? Why didn't I learn how to process my emotions? Why didn't I learn how, like, I felt in my body to be able to express that? Why didn't I ever ask for anything that I needed? So like very simple things from an emotional standpoint, but then you look at just other alternative healing methods that I was becoming aware of. And I thought, we need to teach this to kids. Like we absolutely have got to start implementing this stuff like in the education system, because if I would have known these things, you know, it could have changed a lot for me. Yeah. So when her and I got together, this was actually on the beach in Barcelona.
Oh, wow, that sounds nice.
Yeah. And we started to talk about our own journeys and like, you know, if you could do anything you wanted in the world, what would it be? And we were both like, help kids, serve other people, and teach what I've learned throughout my whole life. And so that's how Noble One got started. That's how the ideas were born and brought together. So
that's so beautiful. And it's I have some feedback. Sorry, guys. My microphone does that sometimes. It's really great because we've spoken about it all throughout the week this week with different guests about the importance of supporting our children to be healthy, mentally, physically, and spiritually healthy. And I do think it's the wave of the future. I think that's where we're headed. As old systems fall away and new ones are built, you know, it's going to be awesome. So why don't you guys share a little bit about what you're doing at Noble One, what your mission is? We'll kind of start there. And thank you. Somebody already wrote, great to see Noble One. And you guys are welcome. Please share where you're from in the comments. I think that's really fun. It's a really fun thing. But yeah, if you guys want to share a little bit about what Noble One is doing, what your mission is, who you are.
Yeah, so we are actually personal development coaches. So we call it conscious coaching. We're really teaching youth, parents, communities how to be present, aware, and we focus on the whole person, child community. So spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, and social. So in order to have a balanced awareness, then we really focus on every single individual aspect and challenges. Yep. So our mission is to teach everybody in the world how to be noble again, get back to, you know, everybody being their highest self and really focusing on loving each other and supporting each other and accepting differences.
Yeah, we started out, you know, with this concept of one-on-one coaching, which is amazing. And we do do that, but the vision has always been bigger. The vision's always been, how can we affect masses of people? What would that look like? And so when we started down the road, of course, being, you know, warriors that we are, we're like, let's bust up the education system, right? Well, yeah. So there we went, right? My background is in sales, and so I have no problem, you know, beating down doors. And so we started with the Department of Education, the Department of Behavioral Health, the Department of Suicide Prevention, like every department that we could, yeah, we got meetings and we talked to them and we just realized like, we're not going to get in here. This is red tape all over it. And so then we took another approach, which was always a great concept, but what's really opened up for us, and we just actually got a partnership with an organization out of California, and we're going to go in through youth sports. And so it's a great way. And a lot of these organizations are adding the social and emotional component to their curriculum. So that's kind of where we're active now. We're building a curriculum out for that, as well as just some, you know, standard social and emotional learning that we could really implement anywhere. Yeah. So what started out is like, oh, let's do one-on-one coaching. COVID happened and we're like, okay, now how do we build this virtually? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then actually, I mean, you want to talk about 2020 awakening, just realizing that everything is working out perfectly how it's supposed to. Yeah. And you try to fight it and, you know, you want it to go fast, or, you know, it looks like a challenge when really it's a blessing. So I think this year has been.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I think it's actually like you have to step back, right? And really realize, you know, where are we going, and spend that quiet time, slow down and be really intentional about what you want to do. And so again, for us, it's just, and it also, it's kids, but what we also realized is once we started working with the kids, it's like, wow, we got to help the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because the apples are falling from the trees. And, you know, I hate to say it, like, I had a big, you know, impact on my kids not being aware. And, you know, putting, you know, pressing those programs that are out there in society that I learned from my parents. Sorry, Mom, if you're watching. But it's true, right? Like, it gets passed down. It's generational. It's in the lineage. So at some point, we have to break it and disrupt it. And so that's what Noble One is about. It's like, how do we disrupt what's going on? How do we keep kids either from going to sleep, or how do we help them wake up? And then where we go in is like all different levels. This is a conscious community, right? So we can talk from a, you know, metaphysically, spiritually, whatever you want to say, but there are some communities or people, families, organizations where we just can't take that approach. So we have to change our verbiage, but we'll meet them wherever they're at, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's amazing. You know, I work with a lot of children and teens who are experiencing supernatural things or are psychics and mediums themselves and need that support. I was really lucky to have a family that was so creative and open, and to have a mom and a grandma and everybody who was psychic too. So it helped me a lot. You know, I still had to learn a lot, you know, as an adult, but I at least didn't have to hide it. But, you know, children who are open, and that's pretty much all children in my opinion. And it's definitely all the children who are coming into this world now and in the future, struggle with what you're talking about, with depression and stress and fear and all sorts of things, just because they're so empathic and our world is so toxic and challenging, and the energy, you know, all these empaths walking around, they're like soaking in that energy and not sure what to do with it. And so it can manifest as these destructive emotions. So I think it's really important what you're doing and exciting. And I think the sports piece is really great. You know, I have four stepkids and they're all in sports at one point or another. Wow. And sports has its own stress. It has stress on the body, it has stress on the schedule. You know, they want to achieve too. So there's that stress. And so having that support is important too. And I also want to say supporting the parents is really important, because we just don't have all the tools as parents to be successful. And we shouldn't say we do. I mean, we just don't. You know, we need all the help we could get, and being able to say, listen, I want to show your child this or help support them in this way, and this is how you can support them, is probably going to help parents grow in their own inner development.
Well, and I tell her all the time, I'm like, there's no such thing as a perfect parent. You know, there's going to be situations that are going to impact children no matter what. So you have so many adults that are actually in their lives, teachers, coaches, friends, and it really takes the whole community and the parents to push, you know, the awareness and the love and the acceptance and the understanding of what's actually going on inside. So
yeah, I mean, that the second part of our name, The One, was about unity. I mean, that's Noble was about getting to that highest version of yourself, being your best self, and then One was always about unity. Mm-hmm. It's gonna take all of us, you know, the parents, the kids, the coaches, the teachers, the community, to really embrace our youth right now. It was, you know, when we thought about starting a business around mental health, it's that there's so much stigma attached to that, right? Mm-hmm. And we've really had to you know, we've changed our words at times to try to like adjust. And I'm like, why are we adjusting? Like the whole point of this is to disrupt. Like we need to be able to talk about mental health and say those words, even if it may seem scary. It's time to just break that stigma down and give kids a voice and peer-to-peer connection so that they know they're supported and they're not alone in what they're going through. So it's just a unified movement, and we're finding and encouraged about like everybody that we talk to on a daily basis. We meet so many people that are carrying the torch for kids. So it's just a matter of when we finally, you know, we connect enough dots that we're all coming together on this cause.
Exactly. I mean, they are the future, right? So you know, you want to give them the best opportunity possible. And I think what we're seeing, especially here, is such an increase of, you know, mental crisis. And I think COVID's gonna obviously make that even worse, you know, isolation, depression, all of that can kind of manifest in different ways, especially depending on, you know, if you're intuitive or if you're, you know, an empath and you have all this stuff going on inside that you don't understand. It can be really difficult for kids.
The other thing, you might see this, Lisa, you've got, what are the ages of your kids?
8, 9, 11, and 13.
Okay, that's so perfect. So you probably noticed, like, do you feel like your kids question, like, why are we learning this? Or, you know, the whole education system, I feel like it's like the kids are being a little bit rebellious. Like, why are we learning these things? Why, where's all the creativity that has been, you know, absolutely wrung out? There's no physical education, art, dance, movement. Those things are gone, and we're just shoving like this content of whatever we want them to learn so that then they can be programmed robots out in society. And I noticed with my kids who are older now, one like followed the rules, you know, did what he was supposed to do. And the other one was like, I don't want to do any of this, like rebel. What is it like with your kids?
Well, I will say we are very, very lucky because our kids go to a charter school and it's an excellent charter school. In fact, they have taken a stand to stay in person school as long as humanly possible. They're not following what the rest of the school district is doing as of Monday, which is shutting down again. So they're in an environment that is a little bit more focused on good things. You know, they're doing a musical anyways. They're doing some other things. So that kind of just worked out. I mean, you know, they're my stepchildren. So, you know, it was my husband and their mom that made the choice to go there years ago, but it's really just a great space. That said, yes, the oldest one, especially some of the books she's read, they're Pulitzer Prize winning books, but there's like affairs and all sorts of things. And she's 13. So there's some interesting content that she's mentioned, like, why are we reading about this? Or why would somebody do these things? And you're having to have these conversations. So, yeah, I think there's definitely that. And for myself too, I mean, I think, I see with them, their brilliance and their creativity. And, you know, we try to support that here. But, you know, I wonder where's the quantum physics and the meditation and the yoga and the mental support and spiritual support too. So there's lots and lots of opportunity to grow. And hopefully that'll happen over the next 20, 30 years. I mean, I think that's probably what we're going to see. And you guys are part of that mission, right? I mean, that's part of the mission is making that happen. And that was actually one of my questions for you, is something you guys brought up about the COVID experiences. Even in this year, like as you're thinking of curriculums and focus, like what has shifted for you ladies with this mission because of folks being inside and knowing that it's magnifying some of those issues?
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, it's the statistics came out from the Mental Health America, and they're frightening. And again, I haven't seen them on the mainstream news. I just got it in an email. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's the with virtual, it's like you just have to be live on a Zoom call and actually engaging the kids. And then as far as our curriculum goes, I feel like we really, because we don't want to do PowerPoints, right? Yep. If you have to, I mean, there's so many things to consider. If the kids are already learning online all day, the last thing they want to do is get online and talk about feelings, right?
Yeah.
So we've come up with a new series called The Power Of, and we're teaching about feelings and emotions through like the power of image, the power of music, the power of sound, the power of, so it's more like helping them to understand, I guess, energy and things like that. So it's just, we've got to be more creative so that we can gain and maintain their interest.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and it's difficult because you can obviously connect when you're face to face, build trust a lot faster. And so that's been a big, a challenge for us too, is, you know, you want to help as many people as possible, but then, how do you reach all of them when they're at home and they're all, you know, watching, fake news and everything like that. So that's been a challenge too. I mean, she's gone to a couple of schools and it's just, it's sad.
Yeah. They won't even like, let me, well, I mean, it was all different things. Like one of them, I literally talked to, like, it was just a speaker on the wall. And I'm looking around just trying to figure out how to get in this school. And I'm standing there and like, hello. And you just hear this speaker talking at you. And I said, is there anyone that I can talk to in your counseling department? I have some information to be a resource for, you know, your kids. And they're like, you can drop your pamphlets in the bucket. And I had to just like leave it in this orange bucket. It was like, there was nothing personal about it anymore. And then there was another school I went in and it was like the guy was behind this giant shielded plexiglass on all sides, like a giant wall and a mask. And it's just frightening. And it's all about perception, because there are some people that are like, oh, the kids are fine. They'll adjust. Mm-hmm. They're real resilient. But it's not true. If you actually look at surveys that have come out that are youth focused surveys, the kids are saying that we're struggling and we need help.
Yeah, it was definitely tough. I commend the school that my stepkids are at because they need to go and be with each other. It was really, really hard on them. And it's interesting you use that word resilient, because I was driving through the suburbs over here where I'm at, and I saw drove by a high school just because I was on my way to my errand, and the big banner out in front of the school said, "Class of 2020, resiliency is our strength." And it really upset me. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It upset me because I thought they shouldn't have to be resilient. And this isn't something to celebrate. I mean, that's really what I felt. I felt, talk about it, my indigo was like raging. Cause I was like, this is not okay. Like, just because it seems like a child, I mean, we've spent how many days on lives talking about how to untangle everything that happened to us throughout our lives to this point, wherever we are and however old we are. And to see that kind of entanglement beginning so early is so stressful to me. And I trust in the path. I trust in you know, what's happening with our human experience right now. I believe that it's all exactly how it should be. So, you know, there is that, and there's something from that, but it did make me upset because I felt like they shouldn't have to be the class of resilience.
Yeah.
Why is that even a thing?
Yeah. I mean, I think people just, they don't know how to react, you know, that's, you're not taught how to feel your emotions or what you're needing. And so it's like, oh, well, let's just put a sign up and then they'll feel like they're warriors and that'll solve the problem. And it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, I think one thing that we see a lot is it's just like there's so much just words, you know, pushing words and pushing paper around and pushing, especially when it had to do with, so we're taking a survey and we're gathering information and we're doing a focus group and we've put together a campaign and a blueprint and all of it will be deployed in the next 5 years. And we're like, ah! Like, we need to help now, you know, we need what, so my question is always like on these calls is like, what, so what programs are you implementing now? Mm-hmm. What are you doing now? And there's nothing being done now. So, you know, I just encourage people that we took a different approach with coaching. Mm-hmm. And what was funny is I expected when we were doing our research that we would find a lot of like youth, you know, personal development coaches, and it's just not out there. There's life coaches for adults, but then that was even more exciting. Like, oh, wow, this is something that we can really develop. And coaches are like some of the most impactful people in your kids' lives. Like whether it's football, soccer, whatever their thing is, you know, your coach can make a huge difference in your life. And so that's what we want to do, build that trust. And be there. If it's not for sport, it's just to help you through your challenges. Where are you right now? What are you struggling with? And how do we help you get to the place that you want to be?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's guiding too, you know, like we're here to let them decide, right?
Yes.
Instead of saying, don't do that, or do your homework, or don't act like that, or you should be doing this, or you should be doing that. And really it's letting them own what they want.
Yeah, it's like accountability. Mm-hmm. And yeah, these are the things that, you know, and I'm guilty. Like, it's easier to do things sometimes for your kids, right? Oh, just give them the money. Oh, just buy it. Oh, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. We've all done it. And then years later, you're like, oh, I should have, you know, allowed them to be more accountable for their own stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can make a difference there.
Yeah. Cynthia from the Morkian Collective says, wow, ladies, I'm so impressed with your work. Sending huge hugs and thank you.
Aww.
And the National Academy of Athletics is from Sonoma County, Northern California, saying hi. And thank you guys so much for watching. And I encourage everybody who's watching this now on the replay, listening to audio on iHeartRadio later. If you work with kids and you want to reach out to Noble One, you should. If you have a connection to a school or a program, reach out. I mean, I think that's really important, or if they want to help, right? I mean, you know, it's important because to your point, we may have to, I don't want to say go around the system because it's not really what I see. It's more like go to the places that are ready for it and the rest will follow.
Yeah.
I do think there are places that are doing good things, and it's just a matter of who's really ready to step into that right now and support the kids. And, you know, it'd be foolish to say the parents know how to do it because we're all dealing with it too. I don't think we're any more resilient. Like we're all dealing with this. Like for all of us, we're in this awakening event right now because we need the support and the community. And so at least we knew to reach out and I knew to create this and we knew to do this, but you know, the parents need the support as much as the kids. So, you know, it's becoming conscious of what is actually happening emotionally to everyone across the planet right now as they deal with this global event. I mean, that's truly it. What has changed for you ladies this year as you've been starting to build this mission, build your own community with Noble One? Like, what has happened with you guys, you know, as individuals and together?
It's like that's a great question. Every day I'm like, I think I'm on like Kristen like 7.0, you know, in this lifetime. Like the transformation has been enormous, but I actually feel this year I'm more at peace than I ever have been in my whole life. And I think it's because I stepped into Noble One fully. Like this has been building in my mind, and I was getting downloads of what I should be doing in the world for kids for 4 years. And I kept fighting it. You know, I stayed in my corporate job because of the fear of money. And I, you know, or I'll do it after this or after this. It's like the perfect timing, right? Mm-hmm. And that was all part of my overachieving perfectionism that I hadn't broken down yet. So when it gets ripped out from under you, then you really got to sit there and say, okay, what did I miss? Like, what messages did I miss? Mm-hmm. And we've been kind of doing that all year. Like,
yeah.
This is, I would say, my biggest lesson, and I'll let Veronica say hers, but mine has been every single time I try to push, which was I was in sales my whole career. Mm-hmm. So that's what you do. You drive, you go get that sale. You got to make your numbers. So it's a drive, drive, drive. So every time I've tried to do that with Noble One, it's like, I lose my creativity. It's almost like things come to a halt and I'm like, why isn't anything happening?
Yeah.
And then the minute I release and I just relax and I rest and I allow it to come to me,
mm-hmm.
it's like the ideas explode, things start to open up. So for mm-hmm. me, my biggest, I think, life lesson and this year has been slow down. You got to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Let it come to you.
Yeah, because I think especially this year, the major lesson going around everywhere is, you don't really have control of anything, So it's like, you're trying to control all these aspects, like, oh, well, what do you think this is going to be like? Or do you think when I get there this week, and you're worrying about all this stuff that you have zero control over. And so I think that was my biggest thing is letting go of fear and just trusting that I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing and everything's always working out for me. One way or the other. And the other big thing is just fear, how powerful fear is, and how you can actually control a whole society with fear. And that's scary to me. I think those are my biggest ones this year.
Yeah, you guys make me think of I say some because I just love Alanis, but one of my favorite phrases she has in a song is, the moment I let go of it is the moment I can get more than I can handle. And I think that that's super true. As soon as you kind of let go, it's like, oh, here comes everything. And I know I've experienced that this year myself, is just really letting go and sinking into myself. It's like, okay, I guess I'm doing all these things. And that's exactly how it's supposed to be. We have a question for you guys. What do you suggest for a parent who has a 10-year-old at home who is not engaging? She does her schoolwork, but they are not allowing her to play sports or be social with her friends.
Yeah, that's a tough one. She's not engaging with the family or just not engaged in general?
I don't know. We'll see if they're right.
Maybe
share your thoughts. We're on a slight delay, so start sharing your thoughts and I'll break in when they have the rest. But
I would say the biggest thing is to think outside of the box. You can support your kids in a whole bunch of different ways, even asking her what she needs. A lot of parents don't ask, what are you feeling? What are you needing? That's one of the biggest things. It's, we always give out our feelings wheels and we say, okay, so what would you be feeling? What do you need? Sometimes it's a hug. Sometimes it's a difficult conversation. Sometimes it's going on a walk, taking a drive into nature, needing to ground. So I'm guessing that she's feeling very isolated and she's feeling very alone, and she needs to know that she has, support and people that love her.
Yeah, they said she is normally outgoing and she's really shutting down. So they're saying it's in general that she's not engaging with anything.
Yeah,
that what came up for me right away is like, and this is huge. These kids shut down because they're going through the isolation process, all the change. She's probably highly intuitive and empathic. So she's shutting down. But what we were saying at the very beginning is she doesn't know why. She doesn't know why. She doesn't know what she's feeling because no one's ever taught her how to identify that other than like happy, sad, angry, your basics. Mm-hmm. But what we find is when you work with kids to help them really understand emotions, we have what's called the Noble Processing Method. And it's, the first thing you need to do is just understand, what are you feeling? What is the thought that's coming up for you? What are the stories that you're telling? What is the belief? And so if they can actually just sit down and help her, you know,
walk through it.
It's like you have to validate that they see something that, you know, isn't normal with her, but then they actually have to understand that she's feeling something that she doesn't know.
And it's okay. I mean, it's okay. We all, I think, dip sometimes and, you know, kind of detach a little bit if we don't understand really what's going on. But I think the biggest thing too is addressing the negative self-talk. That's really, really big with youth especially. So, you know, anytime it's like 99% of your thoughts, your perception is what you're thinking. It's not actually true. So understanding, you know, why do me being at home and not being able to be around my friends, what am I telling myself? Like, are they out there doing something and I'm just not invited? They probably just don't like me. It really comes down to the negative self-talk, and we beat ourselves up. And I think especially for kids when they don't understand what's going on. For me, I was very, very intuitive and empathic, but I was very uncomfortable around a lot of people. So my protection mechanism was to be the loud, fun one and, you know, get my energy out that way. But I didn't understand until a lot later in life that that's the angst I was feeling, was all of this energy around me. And I actually like being alone a lot, but everybody's like, what? You're social. You're such a social person. It's understanding that they don't know what's going on.
And I would tell that parent to like, get help. Like, that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing. It's like, therapy sounds scary. Those words, therapist, counselor, she needs a trusted adult. And I can 100% tell you it's not going to be the parent. Cause I've been there, and I thought I was the coolest mom. I am a cool mom, but it's like my kids it wasn't about that. Like still didn't want to talk to me. Their friends could talk to me all day long, but not them. So the parent recognizes it, sees it, because you're connected to your kids, but you're not going to be the one that's going to help them. So you've got to figure out what does that, that safety line look like for them?
What resources do you guys have in place for people right now? Because I think there's so many parents that are like, oh gosh, this sounds really great. Now what do we do? Like, what do you guys have? What's out there?
Yeah, so we are actually launching our podcast soon. So we definitely want to be able to put more information out there and just help the collective, you know, all together. So one of the big things too is we're doing webinars. We're offering a free sign up for webinars. We're trying to do a parent and a group one, where it's really open discussions, Q&As, so that you can really, I mean, just to be there to support people right now.
Yeah, if you go to our website, nobleones.org, you can sign up for, you know, more information. There's a webinar link to sign up, and we'll get back to you. We do one-on-one coaching. What we would recommend is like for any kid, 3 months usually, you know, like once a week. And then we text and talk and email in between those appointments for one-on-one. If they're not wanting to just do one-on-one, then we can certainly put them in a group, you know, as well. And again, this is all virtual. And then we're also building a learning management system right now on our, that we'll launch through our website. So then it'll be, you know, whether it's on self-love or how to handle conflict or how to, you know, work on relationships with peers or how to use your voice. So we'll have content like that you can sign up for that class, or it'll be like a whole series. So that's what we're building.
Yeah. We're building. We know that, you know, there's a huge need out there. But I would say the resources that we have immediately available is just what is a feeling? How do you feel your feelings, and the noble processing? How do you walk through, instead of stuffing it, actually talking about it, processing it, so that you're able to actually let go.
That's we so can awesome. Come in, we can speak, you know, we can do public speaking, we can mm-hmm. speak to groups. We're not going to turn anybody away. So I just encourage, if you're a parent, if you're a kid, if you're an organization, mm-hmm. just call us, email us, ask us. We've had people call just from like Google our phone number mm-hmm. in the middle of the night. And I've actually had three different people that I sent one to the emergency room. I talked one, you know, just literally talking mm-hmm. people through a crisis that just yeah. called at random because they thought we, you know, we are mental health. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Like, that's yeah. what I'm saying. It's like, just because we're not therapists or psychiatrists, we have the life experience, trust me, yeah. to be able to help people. So yeah, don't be shy. You guys reach out.
And I feel like people are afraid to admit that they're struggling. And I think that it's beautiful just to be honest, you know, it's human, right? So nobody has it all together. Nobody's life is perfect. I don't have it all together. She doesn't have it all together. But we thought we could always do it on our own. And that was our big learning lesson, is we never asked for help. We always just kind of barreled through and suffered in silence. And it makes it so much more difficult.
Yeah, and we have such a great partnership mm-hmm. too, because we're so similar, but we're so different too, right? It's mm-hmm. like, I'm this huge, like, dreamy, airy visionary, and I can get really, like, just the ideas, the mission is huge, but then I need Veronica to be like, okay, so that's amazing, but here's the steps yeah. to get there. And then when we're working with kids, it's like we both, when you have two people looking, viewing the same thing, again, it's perception. Yeah. So I might have one thought where she'll have another thought, and then we can kind of put those together and be like, that's what it is.
But it's guiding, you know. Yeah. It's questions. We don't know it all. But I would say that majority of the parents that we do work with, when they finally it clicks, that's the best, like,
yes,
their face, like, where they're like, oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. but yeah, it's needed right now, I think, more than ever. And you know, I think schools, you're lucky, you have a great charter school, but a lot of them are just, you know, trying, like, you know, struggling, things are changing, they're having to sanitize, then they're home, and then they're not home. So we've had a couple schools, private schools actually, that we were going to do group programs for, that they just don't have time to focus on mental health. And that's sad.
Mm-hmm. So again,
yeah. Again, yeah. So I don't know. I think it's just time with the Great Awakening, and you know, remembering that we are human, and we came here not to be robots and be put in a box, but to, you know, love each other, have compassion, learn, understand. You know, there's not one right way to do something. And she could see it differently than I do, and we don't have to argue about it. That's fine. You know, I can respect that she has her feelings and hers, and that I have mine. But that's, you know, the beauty of understanding your emotions and being able to process it. You know, why is it so important to fight about who's right, or argue about this or that? I mean, it's all coming from, you know, some kind of trauma or negative self-belief that an experience in your life has impacted you in some way. And so, I mean, even with just parents understanding their internal thoughts and emotions and reactions, kids are like sponges, especially now during the awakening. So, you know, if you're not talking about it, they can still feel it. And it does impact them. So it's all about waking up and helping everybody out.
I know that the word conscious, when we were creating the business, like, it literally would not leave me alone, conscious coaching. You know, you get these like little And it just kept coming. I'm like, oh God, that word. It's like, are people going to understand the word, like conscious?
Exactly.
And, you know, again, it just means awareness, being self-aware, being the observer. If I would have learned that one thing, like if somebody would have just given me as a kid an analogy, because I'm an overthinker, to be able to step out of myself and watch, like observe, what are you actually doing? You know, just that alone would have made a huge difference. That's awareness. That's consciousness. So just planting little seeds with the kids, with the parents, with the communities. That's what we do.
It's so awesome. And, you know, of course, Noble One is up on the presenter page as well at oneheartoneearth.net. And you guys have a video presentation. Do you want to share anything about that for folks who have not yet watched it?
Yeah, we actually did an example of one of our Power Of series about images. And so when we say that we're disruptors, we really are just doing things completely different. We don't like PowerPoints. We don't like ordering kids, you know, you have to feel this or this is what this is. And it really is just taking it back to the basics of your intuition and your feelings. You know, if you see a picture that's very dramatic, what does that make you feel? You know, talk about that. And I think busyness and fear blocks a lot of that. And so the example is fun practice for sure.
We also touched on what you mentioned about the kids that are coming in now, that are being born now. They're more conscious beings. They're coming in at a higher consciousness level. So those kids coming into the chaotic energy that's around now, you're going to see the, you know, like, and you know this because you're psychic and you've grown up, they're going to be seeing things, that imagination. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to shut that down. Like that's a superpower. Exactly. So if we can get parents to understand what consciousness, intuitive, psychic abilities are, and then we can help foster that in the kids. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we mentioned that too, that the kids that are shutting down or the kids that are anxious, those are also symptomatic of psychic abilities. We know that, right? But we don't talk about that. But it's definitely highly linked. So we mentioned that a little bit in the video too, just to be aware of some of that. Not to run your kid to the doctor to get him on meds. You know, let's dig in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it. And I love your abilities. And I think what you're doing is just amazing. It's
thank you.
I mean, it really is. It's so needed. We need to support our kids, and you're right. Like as parents, like we're totally guilty of not doing all the right things. So it helps to have support and tools and resources that we can also, you know, lean into to be able to support our kids in the best way that we possibly can. So I'm really happy you guys are a part of this. Thank you for being a part of this week and this event and doing the work that you're doing.
Thank you. It's been amazing. I've gone on to watch quite a few of the facilitators and I think what it makes you realize is we all do have a purpose here. And, you know, we really want to bring that forth in the youth so that they can find it sooner, not get stuck in the system. And, you know, we have to go through what we did, you know, these really like intense awakenings. Let's just start to point them in the, you know, the direction of their purpose. And all the presenters this week, it's like you just see all these different healing modalities and you just know that they're on their path. And that's what we want to do is help these kids to find their noble path. Mm-hmm. And we're just grateful to be able to share our story and our mission and be a part of the school. Whatever you need, just let us know.
It really is a movement. So we're trying to make the Noble One community, but also, you know, down the road when you see somebody in a Noble One shirt, you know that you can go talk to them, that they you know, have your back and you have an outlet, because that's definitely why we're here. So we appreciate you letting us present.
Well, Well, yeah. And I hope you come back next year and we can talk more about what you're doing and what happens in 2021 and beyond. And just thank you so much, ladies. This is so wonderful. And everybody's got thank yous in the audience and awesome. And we'll be back in 9 minutes with Julie Hoyle talking about living in alignment. Boy, we love Julie. And she's just a grounding force for all of us, for sure. And thanks again, ladies, and everybody out there. We'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Thanks. Love you. No, thank you. Bye. Bye.